03326161611. 7:24 in the morning now. I don't think it's on now, is it? It was up until very recently. Do you know the bank advert with the great big water slide, yeah? And the guy sliding around everywhere with his card and the... Maybe we've got to keep playing this song on the radio when that came out, and I'm doing it again now. The massive water slide isn't exactly the sort that we're talking about, but this is something that's causing quite a talking point around the city of Derby at the moment. Bristol had one. That made loads of headlines. San Francisco's had one as well. And a giant outdoor water slide is coming to Derby. Not quite as big as the one in the Barclays ad, but it's still 100 metres long, and it's going to be set up in September in Michelover. And our reporter, Rob Watts, is where the slide will be. Morning, Rob.
Morning. I'm on Kipling Drive in Michelover. People will know it as the hill that Tesco is on in Michelover, the big Tesco. I'm about halfway down, next to a lamppost that will pretty much signify the bottom of this slide. It's going to come from Acacia Avenue, which is about 100 metres further up, and all the way down. It's not the steepest part of the hill, but it is the straightest part, which is why it has been chosen by David Lewis and the organising committee for this enormous slide. Sorry, why are we having a massive slide?
We saw it in Bristol and thought it looked good, and we've got the facility to have it in Michelover, so why not?
It's been in San Francisco and Bristol, right? Two places that are known for their hilliness. Michelover doesn't spring to mind.
No, but we've got the hill, so let's use it.
You've already had quite a lot of interest in this, haven't you? When did you come up with the idea?
We started developing the idea about a month, 6 weeks ago, and only in the last couple of days have we sort of had a registration available. And so far, at 5 o'clock this morning anyway, the last update, that was around about 1,500 people have applied to slide.
1,500?
Yeah.
We've just been discussing, only about 260 people went on the one in Bristol. That's pretty good going.
Yeah, we're looking at having two slides side by side, so that increases the capacity to around about 800.
Just explain to us what this slide is going to look like. It's not been made yet, has it?
It hasn't, yeah. We've got plans, but it's not been made. It's been made in Loughborough by a bouncy castle maker. So it's people who've seen bouncy slides will know the format. So there's inflatable sides surrounding a slidey section.
Nicely put. It's good that it's halfway up the street, because it means the ending of it isn't going to be the junction at the bottom or the A516.
Yeah,
that seems like a good bit of planning on your behalf. Also with us is Peter Wally, who's one of the local vicars actually here in Michelover. But this is a good thing for this part of Derby?
Absolutely. Both the summer fete and the Christmas fair have really brought people together. So this will be just another occasion for people to enjoy themselves and meet old friends.
Where's this community spirit suddenly come from?
I think it's always been there, but it's just in a new form. The community used to have fairs on the Legion Field and even on the little field behind Manor Farm in the past. But yeah, there's a lot of goodwill towards our Michelover and what we're doing.
Will you be having a go on this slide yourself? We're going to have a sliding vicar.
Not sure yet. I haven't applied. I may not make the draw.
this is a good point, actually. You've had so many people, haven't you, David, that you may have to do it like that.
We're obviously looking at the options on that. It could well be that we have to have a draw, and thought is that we may give priority to Michelover people first and then everybody else. So maybe the first 200 spaces go to Michelover people and then everybody else is in the draw.
Also, we're next to we're trying to decide what we're just calling it, the green. There doesn't seem to be an established name for this mass of grass next to us, but it's going to mean that alongside the slide there's other stuff going on too for people who might be scared of throwing themselves down a road.
Yes, you could throw yourself off a zip wire or do a bit of climbing on a climbing wall, have a go in a few zorbs or a few segways.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, thank you very much to David and Peter here on Kipling Drive in Michelover. Ian, do you fancy it?
I really, really do, although I once came an absolute cropper and nearly knocked myself unconscious falling over on a basic back garden water slide, so maybe best if I don't have a go.
Last time I went on a bouncy castle, I poked a guy in the eye.
Was that last week, Rob?
It wasn't as long ago as it should have been.
We'll leave it there for now. Rob Watts in Michelover, site of the huge water slide that's going to be there in September in Michelover. It's 29 minutes past seven.